It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio. And a good morning, everyone. Time for another Wellness Wednesday on Q92, where we get together with area health professionals and talk about a variety of topics. Today, we're talking with Marybeth Olson from Madison Healthcare Services. Welcome to the airwaves once again there, Marybeth. Good to have you on.
Thanks, Maynard. Good to be back.
Well, we're getting into the holiday season. We've got past Thanksgiving here. We're heading toward Christmas and the New Year's. And we want to talk a little bit about today, the holidays and your mental health.
Right, mental health through the holidays can be a struggle for a lot of us, and so just kind of wanted to touch on that a little bit and maybe give some tips on how to make it through these holidays that are generally joyful for most people, or at least enjoying getting together with family and friends, but again can be have some difficulties along the way.
Yeah, there are some people that it isn't quite so joyful as it is for others, I'm sure.
Right. Yeah. I mean, right, can be due to a loss of a loved one, and things just aren't the same with the holidays around, after losses like that, or maybe you're not able to do the same things that you were able to do, which not following those, able to do those traditions that you once were. So that can be a struggle for a lot of people.
Yeah, financial problems and just a variety of things kind of sometimes pile on.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So some ways to maybe help mitigate that or help make it through, kind of the things we talk about for mental health a lot. Eating healthy, although I'm not saying don't enjoy all those holiday treats, but, have that stuff in moderation, but try to make sure you're eating healthy on a regular basis, too. It can really make a difference on how we feel. And try to stay active. I know the weather is cold and not pleasant to be out in a lot of times this time of year, but trying to get some exercise indoors if you don't want to be outdoors, your treadmills or just, there's lots of programs online. You can do a little workout or yoga is great. Some ways to get some movement in. And trying to kind of make a plan to stay organized can be very helpful. There's always a lot of activities or a lot of things on our to-do list this time of year. So trying to stay organized can be helpful. And ask for help when you need it. Try not to be committed or feel like you need to be obligated to do everything that there is. There's lots of things to do in Madison, lots of activities coming up, lots of youth activities and things like that. So just try to pace yourself and do those things that you enjoy and say no when you need to. That's okay.
Yeah, as you said, there's a lot of different sources of places that can help you, everything from hotlines to your local clinic to Woodland centers to a lot of places. So
exactly,
don't try to take it on your own, but like you say, just get out there and get help if you can.
Yes, absolutely. Right, with your PCP, your primary care provider is a great place to start. We're more than willing to help you work through those things, whether it be just talking or coming up with some other ideas to work through it. Medications are always an option, and we have, of course, Lisa Kukemeister here and Anna Lewis and our mental health team, and they provide fantastic care and options too. So, and the suicide or crisis hotline, of course, is always available. Just dial 988 at any time, and there's definitely options to help you feel better and help you through these times that can be harder for some people.
And if you have any eating problems, you can always talk to that dietitian up there. She's pretty good. That Amber.
She is pretty good. Yeah, she's pretty top notch. We like to use her as a reference and send people her way too. So yes, absolutely.
How about you ever run into anybody that has seasonal affective disorder? And I hear about that once in a while, where winter hits and some of you just get totally depressed. And some people, if they have the wherewithal, will take off or head south or to Mexico or Florida or someplace, but not everybody can get away.
Right. I do envy those snowbirds. But seasonal affective disorder, now we call it a little bit different name, but it's definitely prevalent, and especially here in Minnesota, these winters get long and dark and cold, so there's certainly ways we can help with that, too. Medications are a really good option to help treat that disorder.
Okay, well, if anybody wants to talk to you or one of the other providers up there, what's the best way to arrange that?
Yeah, you can give us a call at the clinic, 598-7551 at any time, and we'd be happy to get you in with whoever you feel you want to see and help you through this.
Well, Merry Christmas to you and your family there, Mary Beth, and everybody up there on the hill, and we appreciate you taking a little time out of the schedule to talk to us today about mental health and the holidays.
No problem. Merry Christmas to you guys, too, and appreciate what you do.
Thank you much. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.